time for Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
And I'll mention again, because we were talking about flu shots yesterday, that coming up between 8 and 8:30 this morning on CFRA, we'll be joined by the Associate Medical Officer of Health for the City of Ottawa, Dr. Carolyn Pym, to answer listeners' questions about the flu shot and clear up some of the misconceptions. So we'll do that later this morning. In Health Headlines this morning, I find this to be a related story because it's about misconceptions about things like coughs and the flu and so on. There's a gap between how long people expect their cough to last and how long it actually does, and that means that many of them are turning to their doctors because they think this cough is lingering longer than it should be, when actually it's probably the normal type of response.
That's right. In fact, this is very apropos, Mark, because it's very common, and I mean very common, to see patients come in saying, I came in to check and see what's going on because I've been having a cough for about a week now, and I think it should have been gone by now. And sometimes the expectation is that they need to be treated with an antibiotic because this cough just doesn't go away. There are various aspects to cough, but in this particular study, they surveyed about 500 people in Georgia about how long they thought a cough should last if they had a temperature of 38 degrees, normal being 37. And you know, that's pretty much it. If they had a bit of a fever and they were bringing up a bit of yellow mucus, and that was pretty much it. They said between 7 and 9 days when they took the survey. This study published in the Annals of Family Medicine then looked at real data. They looked at 19 studies to see how long a cough actually does last from viral infections, and they found the average was about 17.8 days or 18 days, or double of what people expected. And this is pretty much what it is. The cough happens because the cells that line your airway, the hair cells that protect your airway, that sweep out mucus, that catch particles as you breathe in, literally gets blown away or damaged, and because of the virus. The virus invades these cells and damages them. And so what happens is you're left with very sensitive tissue underneath, so that any mucus or particles that you breathe in makes it very twitchy. And when it twitches, you end up coughing. And that's why sometimes what can help a cough, as opposed to taking cough syrups, is using an inhaler for people that are especially coughing a lot at night, because what we call the blue puffer, which is salbutamol or Ventolin is a common name that is used, that relaxes the airway, relaxes the muscles of the airway, and reduces the cough. But you don't need to take antibiotics for that, especially for people who don't smoke. People who don't smoke, they tend to use the term, I got bronchitis. They hear the term bronchitis and they go, I need an antibiotic for that. Bronchitis is sort of a catch-all phrase for inflammation of the bronchi or airway, and that inflammation can be caused most of the time, 14 out of every 15 times that someone comes in with a cough who is not a smoker, is viral. There's nothing to do for it other than let it wait.
So that's what you have to do sometimes. It's hard to accept sometimes, but that's the way it works, right?
Yeah, and you explain that to patients when they come in so that they understand. It's not just a matter of saying, oh, you have a cough, it's viral, go home. It's if you take the extra couple of minutes to explain why and what the mechanism of the disease is, it goes a long way. They accept that. And the other thing is you can add a personal anecdote to it as well. I tell people when I get colds and I start to cough, my cough sometimes ends up going 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And there's really not much I can do about it. It's irritating, but really the main thing is not to do any harm and give antibiotics out and end up causing more bacterial resistance and other problems. So you have to be very careful and not over-treat somebody just because they have a cough.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with Health Headlines.